What is it about certain friendships that make them special, right from the start, the kind of bond that forms instantly and lasts through the ages? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews three very different books on this timeless theme, a novel, a graphic novel, and a memoir. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. As Alexandra Jacobs put it in the New York Times, what a relief to be able to recommend the new Dave Eggers novel, Contrapposto, almost without reservation. After some great work in nonfiction early in his career, a heartbreaking work of staggering genius, Zaytoon, and What is the What are among my all-time faves, Eggers' novels have been boring, and I'd pretty much given up on him. But that has ended with Contrapposto. It's the story of a lifelong friendship, which my editor at Oprah Daily, Charlie Burlock, described beautifully in our summer roundup. Cricket and Olympia first meet as eccentric children in Indiana and are instantly in awe of one another. Olympia is in awe of Cricket's expert drawings. Cricket is in awe of Olympia herself, her confidence, magnetism, and air of slight danger. Armed with different gifts, the two chase different artistic dreams that continuously, inevitably overlap. In chapters separated by decades, continents, and with original drawings pulled straight from the plot, the book charts their ricocheting, turbulent relationship through encounters often colored by lust, sometimes twinged with envy or disappointment, always glowing with love. Eggers' writing about art, from descriptions of Cricket's experience in life drawing class to his work for a mega-successful conceptual art factory masterminded by an old college friend, is extraordinary. I also found his depiction of life in one's 70s, as Cricket and Olympia are by the end of the book, beautiful and inspiring. The whole time I was reading the adorable graphic novel Honoria by Janice Shapiro, I totally thought it was a memoir, that the author really was a childhood friend of Honoria Murphy, the daughter of the famous jazz age couple Gerald and Sarah Murphy, and that she spent a summer with them at their home on the French Riviera, where she met Ernest Hemingway, Pablo Picasso, Cole Porter, Ezra Pound, T.S. Eliot, and most importantly, F. Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald. But then the author would have had to have been 9 years old in 1929, and it's fiction. Either way, I loved it. The depiction of the lives of these famous bon vivants partying madly through various forms of despair, as seen through the eyes of a little girl, is poignant and perfect. This book would be a great gift for any literature-loving friend. My third selection is We Should Not Be Friends by Will Schwalbe, and this one actually is a memoir. The title has it right. It's unbelievable that this friendship ever took root, much less survived and thrived. Will Schwalbe and Chris Maxey's initial meeting in college was an archetypal non-starter. Dweeb meets jock. Could have ended right there. Then Maxey offered Schwalbe a ride back from an event on his motorcycle. Schwalbe, who was one of the few out gay kids on campus, tied himself into mental pretzels, worrying about whether hanging on to Maxey's waist would give the impression that he was making a pass at him. For decades, through sickness and health, through slights and misunderstandings, the pair went on to navigate the complications of a close friendship between a gay man and a straight man, a scaredy cat and a daredevil, a book nerd and a Navy SEAL. The audio, read by the author, is excellent.
The books are Contrapposto by Dave Eggers, Honoria by Janice Shapiro, and We Should Not Be Friends by Will Schwalbe. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you might find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.